Support for Artscape comes from Seattle Divorce Services, a law firm with a mission to improve the way divorce law is practiced in the community. The attorneys at Seattle Divorce Services help clients in conflict meet their immediate needs and achieve future security. Information at SeattleDivorceServices.com.
Carolee Schneemann has been making art since she was old enough to hold a pencil. She sees herself first and foremost as a painter. She also ventures into photography, film, and video installations. There are pictures of her resembling a young Elizabeth Taylor posing naked with a snake, a video of her naked, suspended in a harness while drawing, a work she says was inspired by Jackson Pollock, and a few other pieces in the show that wouldn't be appropriate to describe on the radio. Schneemann, who is 72 years old, has been called a lot of things, but one label that seems to really annoy her is performance artist.
I don't want to be a performance artist or some sexualized person who has to perform. We were about invention, spontaneity, the unconscious, almost, you know, like the physicalization of a live body in a collage configuration. But mostly people are just going to walk around and wonder where that nude image is going to be this time. It's such a dominator.
Schneemann says her art started to be taken seriously with the rise of feminism in the 1970s. However, the work that firmly affixed the term performance artist onto Schneemann is her 1964 film called Meat Joy. She was invited to create something for an arts festival in Paris.
Part of the dilemma was not speaking French, so I began recording my feeble attempts. Enterré, sensation, activation. And what do they mean? Like activation, sensitization.
In Meat Joy, men and women barely clothed in fur and feather underwear are choreographed in a variety of movements while covered in paint, writhing on the floor with glistening large dead fish and dead chickens. Remember, this was 1964, when white gloves and pillbox hats were must-haves for any woman's wardrobe.
It was astonishing to the culture.
So much so that when Meat Joy was performed in London that year, critics at the time said the audience was stunned and paralyzed. Patricia Failing, a professor of art history at the University of Washington, says Schneemann is fearless, and that Meat Joy is a prime example of her ability to push boundaries.
I think her particular emphasis on taboos, eroticism, her style that's always, it's not necessarily just over the top, but it's over the top. That's kind of tough to experience for some people. But it can be very powerful as well.
Today, 47 years later, Meat Joy still packs a punch. If you try to watch it on YouTube, the site will only open the door if you say you're at least 18 years old. This despite the fact that no one is actually naked in the film. Another piece that stirs the blood in a different way is Terminal Velocity. It's a collage made up of pictures of people as they jumped from the World Trade Towers on September 11th.
There's a sense that I wanted to be as close as possible to these few people who had been depicted clearly falling through space. And then I began enlarging them so that I saw more clearly the shoe, the shirt, the pocket of the jacket, the hair blowing.
Terminal Velocity was completed 1 month after the tragedy.
People went nuts. They were angry.
Is it possible for family members to identify these people falling?
Sure. That was a question that someone raised. Well, what if you're family member recognized this person, well, then what? As an artist, I would take it as something very positive, a caring regard, both emotional and formal.
Schneemann and I walk around in the Henry Art Gallery on one of the days when her retrospective is being installed.
Oh, those are going up. They're beautiful. Ooh. Oh, what a great. There's the early work, but I'm interested in my most recent work, which is Precarious, a multi-channel video projection on a mirrored system that I designed.
Precarious is a work about dancing in captivity.
These are cats in a cage. It's one source of imagery. They're going to be eaten in China.
Schneemann is frustrated that the room for Precarious is too small. After a quick goodbye, she sets out to fix the problem. It's this attention to detail that Schneemann wants to come through in the show. She's also hungry for people to know how varied her work is, and that now that she's in her seventh decade, people might finally stop viewing her as that pretty, naked girl. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News, Seattle.
Support for Artscape comes from Seattle Divorce Services,